Daddy, wait up. You dropped your wallet. Look, I know I'm not your daughter. And in a second or two, you're going to realize that there's no way that wallet fell out of your pocket. But before that registers in your mind, you should know that I'll be in a lot of trouble if you don't play along. This poor, innocent, well, innocent looking at least, young girl will be in a whole lot of trouble with the local police if you don't help me. I'm sure you're wondering why you should when I stole your wallet. But I gave it back, with everything in it. I thought I could have just at least tried to run from the police instead of this stupid ploy, but if the police do catch me, they'll keep your wallet as evidence for a few days and then it'll be returned minus the money, so the police here are bigger thieves than the people like me. Okay, let's make a mutually beneficial deal here. I'm already giving you your wallet back. I know you're alone here, probably on a business trip, but lots of businessmen bring their daughters on trips, or at least girls they call their daughters, or nieces, or whatever. People won't care that we don't look too much alike, so let's pretend, just like those others, that I am your daughter. Take me into your hotel room here. You only need to flash them the keycard for your room, and they'll let both of us in, but you have to do it fast before those two men stop us from entering. I'll make it worth your while. Oh, I will so make it worth your while. Because you will have no idea what you're saving me from. But please, please, get me into that hotel. Please. Can't you see how scared your little girl is, Daddy? Warren, thanks. I knew I could trust you. I felt bad about lifting your wallet, because you're obviously the trusting kind. Maybe it's for the best that the police saw me with it. I broke one of the biggest rules about not checking the wallet until you're in the clear, but that meant I had to give it back to you, or try outrun them. Something told me my odds were better with you. Can we get out of the lobby and maybe go up to your room? I can't go back outside, because they'll be waiting for me. I can't wait here in the bar, because eventually they'll ask to see my keycard. The only safe place for me tonight is with you, by continuing our act. I know you don't have any reason to trust me, other than I did find your wallet for you. Well, after I stole it, of course. But it did me a huge favor by playing along and getting me into the hotel here. Maybe you're thinking I'm just trying to get into your room so I can steal even more stuff from you, but I really am just a simple pickpocket. It's one thing to just brush against someone out in the open and take their wallet, or their watch. By the way, here's your watch. Simple pickpocketing is usually pretty safe. I just totally miss seeing those police there today. But going into a hotel for a scam, that's dangerous. The hotel police can be even nastier than the real police. Sure, they're nice to a guest like you, but they get really pissed off if someone rips off one of their customers, especially when it's not them doing it. The risk just wouldn't be worth the reward. So please take me up to your room, Daddy. Then I can drop the daughter act and be whatever you want me to be. Or I can keep up the daughter act, if that's your thing. Either way, that ends up being a better night than eventually landing up in a jail cell or dumpster behind the hotel. You have to be looking to unwind after what must have been a lot of meetings today. This place is famous for our beautiful women. You must have noticed that. Maybe if I wasn't here right now, you'd be in the bar and one of the hotel girls would be working on you right now. But that would be a waste of money.
when I'm willing to give it away for free.
Although, I wouldn't turn down a sandwich from room service. And a bottle of that overpriced water from the fridge in your room. But that's up to you.
Me?
I look 18, don't I? Dressed up like this and with makeup and everything. I can't go around looking like some poor girl that's too old to be a street urchin now, can I? I have to fit in so people won't notice me. So I work very hard to look like just another teenage girl. Don't you want to just leave it at that? It's not like being underage will help me with, you know, either the regular police or the hotel cops. I wouldn't get you in any trouble, since no one will ever find out. As far as the hotel people are concerned, I'm your daughter. You pay enough at this hotel that they don't ask questions unless you get carried away. So, what do you say? I have far more to risk by going to your room than you. I'm just a local criminal. You could do some pretty messed up stuff to me and no one would care. But I don't think you're the type for that. Maybe you're not even the type to sleep with a strange girl. But at least let me up to your room. I'll sleep on the couch or something. Well, I'd prefer a big soft bed though. And I'm definitely not all that opposed to sharing it with you. Or sharing myself with you. You almost literally saved my life today. You have no idea how scared I was out there, in front of the hotel. In fact, my heart's still racing. Here, let me take your hand and show you how fast it's beating, Daddy. See? It's so very, very fast. But wouldn't you like to take me up to your room and maybe try to make it go even faster? And just maybe feel it beating without my dress and a bra in the way. Or maybe feel my heartbeat in all kinds of other interesting parts of my body.
Good idea, Daddy. Let's go up to your room.
Oh, whoa. This room is really something. Are all the rooms like this? No, they aren't. Are they? You've got a really nice one, even for this place. I always wondered what it was like inside of here. But this is even better than I imagined. It's like an apartment. You even got a little kitchen. And there's a fancy room service menu. Oh, can we order room service, Daddy? I always wanted room service. Oh, let's see how much stuff costs here. And okay, we are not ordering room service, Daddy. Everything is ridiculously expensive. Oh, don't tempt me. You'd be surprised how much food I can eat. But I'd feel bad at racking up such a big bill for room service. I am a thief, but these prices here are a bigger scam than I ever pulled. If we were out there instead of in here, I'd take you to places with some honest food at a fair price. I'd even make you a meal myself for a cost of less than a bottle of water on this menu. Jesus. I'll tell you what. I'll let you order something for me. For your little girl. But first, I have to be a good girl and earn it. At the same time, I have to pay you back for not turning me into the police and letting me hide in your room until the morning. But I hope I can convince you to get me some food. Just look at me, Daddy. Under this dress, I'm practically skin and bones.
Well, with maybe some baby fat, but in all the right places. Mostly the places held in place by the bra and panties. But you can't really judge until I take them off. Then you can see how hungry a girl is, and how hard she is willing to work for her daddy to buy her a nice meal. They do have some really nice things on that menu. And you do want your little girl to have all the nice things, don't you, Daddy? Things like the food on the menu here, or the soft sheets on this bed, or your cock. Pick me up and carry me, Daddy. Carry me over to your bed and tuck me in, then crawl in with me. You're so strong. I feel so safe being carried by you. You wouldn't let the police get me, or the hotel security. Something tells me I'm safer tonight than I have been in a very long time. Lay me down, Daddy. Lay me down on this big, soft bed. And is that chocolate on the pillow? They put chocolate on the pillows? What? And they don't charge you for it? Well, other than the insanely high prices for the room itself. Sorry to break character, but can I have one? Or both, maybe? Thank you, Daddy. This is really good stuff. It's so small, but so good. But then again, so am I. Are they having a drag race downstairs? I keep on hearing all these loud engine sounds. Okay, back to the daddy-daughter thing. Okay, Daddy. Now that the chocolate is gone, but there's something just as sweet in your bed now. Now, take off the fancy and handsome suit, Daddy. Your little girl won't be offended if you check the pockets for all your stuff. I didn't take anything, even though when you were carrying me would have been the perfect time. But I'm completely naked, so where would I have put it? You're about to gain access to all of your little girl's holes. You look nice without any clothes on. It wasn't just the suit that made you look handsome and dignified. And sexy, too. Now, join me in bed, Daddy. It's lonely in this bed. And cold. I need you to keep me company. And keep me warm. Oh, Daddy. Leave the light on. I want to see everything. Now, get on top of me, Daddy. It's a big bed, but we only need a small part of it. A roughly U-shaped part of it. I'll fit entirely inside that same part, especially once you fit yourself into me. I'm so gentle and careful, Daddy. Just as careful lying on top of me as I was lifting your wallet. I can barely feel your body on top of mine, but I hope I get to feel everything that happens next. Like that. The feeling of Daddy's cock starting to press against my pussy. First gently and nervously. You're so cute, Daddy. I should be the nervous one. But then pressing harder and harder until... Oh, your cock is so big. And I'm so small.
but we made it work. You're completely inside my pussy now. I'm so vulnerable like this, with you on top of me and inside me. But somehow, I still feel so safe. Make love to your little girl. You've more than earned that right. As my daddy, as my protector. Make me your woman tonight, daddy. Oh, that's so good. I knew I'd be gentle, daddy. You're a good man. I knew that instinctively somehow. Which is why I turned to you for help. Even after I robbed you. I'm even glad the police saw me. Because if they didn't, I wouldn't be doing this. Now aren't you glad you left the light on, Daddy? You can look down into your little girl's adoring face as you make love to her. You can watch her mouth part as she moans and her chest heave as you make love to her. The sun outside couldn't make me sweat, or even being seen by the police, but you can. Oh, you're doing such things to my young body, Daddy. It's so much more than your cock sliding in and out of my pussy. You're making me feel things throughout my body. Magical things. And you're going to bring your little girl to orgasm. But not until you come, Daddy. I'll come when you do. Even though it gets harder and harder to wait. Oh, I want you to come so hard to make all of the trouble it caused worthwhile. And so you won't mind all the room service I order after this. So hurry, Daddy. Come in me. I'm fighting my orgasm as long as I can. But I'm just a little girl. Oh, your cock and your experience is proving too much to me. Oh, please don't tease me, Daddy. Please don't torture me. Come in, your little girl. Please. So she can find release. Oh, please. Oh, yes, that's it, Daddy. Yes. I can feel you coming in me. Now I can come too. Oh, I can feel. Yes. I can come in my daddy. Oh, yes, Daddy. Feeling you stretching me. Filling me up with your cum. Yes, please, Daddy.
Room service for me. Here, you order for me. Order whatever you think I earned. I think you have a better appreciation for the stuff on the menu than I do. But you can teach me what's good off of it. Because you enjoy the finer things in life, don't you, Daddy? Like good food or good little girls. And after we have the first, you can have the second again. and again, as much as you want.